You're listening to SBS News. Hospitals are under immense pressure in the United States, with more than 100,000 people being treated for COVID-19. The US has just recorded more than 200,000 new cases and 2,800 deaths. A surge in new cases in Los Angeles County has seen Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti issue a stay-at-home order.
My message couldn't be simpler. It's time to hunker down. It's time to cancel everything. And if it isn't essential, don't do it. Don't meet up with others outside your household. Don't host a gathering. Don't attend a gathering. And following our targeted safer at home order, if you're able to stay home, stay home.
Italy has also recorded a high number of additional deaths in the past 24 hours, with 993 people dying. Domenico Accuri is Italy's special commissioner for COVID-19.
Un numero così alto non si vedeva dal 27 marzo.
Such a high number has not been seen since the 27th of March, when unfortunately 969 people died. Since the beginning of this pandemic, we have lost 58,038 Italians, and one in every 36 of our fellow citizens, 1,664,829 people, have been infected. These are numbers that make us tremble and that we must never forget, above all, now that the curve of contagions is finally slowing down.
That brings Italy's death toll since February to more than 58,000, the second highest in Europe after Britain. Portugal is planning to vaccinate almost 1 million people between January and April next year. Prime Minister António Costa says the vaccination program will include 400,000 people over the age of 50 who have illnesses that make them vulnerable to severe COVID-19.
Há quatro marcas fundamentais deste plano. O primeiro ser universal, dirigir-se a todos.
There are four fundamental principles of the plan. Firstly, that it is universal for everyone. Secondly, that it is optional within the tradition of our vaccination plan. Thirdly, and fundamentally, that it is free. And fourthly, that it will be distributed to the whole population according to the technically and scientifically defined priority criteria.
The World Health Organization's Regional Director for Europe, Hans Kluge, is urging people to remain vigilant while they await vaccinations.
The vaccine is not here today. Not everyone will receive it when it arrives. Therefore, it is imperative that we continue to practice basic protective behaviors, such as mask wearing. We have seen progress made in Europe over the last number of weeks with the application of measures which, however difficult, have reduced case transmission. We must remain vigilant to maintain this progress, to protect ourselves, our loved ones, and our health workforce.
Speaking at a United Nations summit on the virus, UN Secretary General António Guterres warned that the impact of the pandemic will be felt for many years after people receive vaccinations.
Let's not fool ourselves. A vaccine cannot undo damage that will stretch across years, even decades to come. Extreme poverty is rising, the threat of famine looms. We face the biggest global recession in 8 decades, and these intergenerational impacts are not due to COVID-19 alone. They are the result of long-term fragilities, inequalities and injustices that have been exposed by the pandemic.
The Secretary-General criticised countries that ignored the World Health Organization's guidance.
From the start, the World Health Organization provided factual information and scientific guidance that should have been the basis for a coordinated global response. Unfortunately, many of these recommendations were not followed. And in some situations, there was a rejection of facts and an ignorance of the guidance. And when countries go in their own direction, the virus goes in every direction.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.